Start your day, the tail away, Rabbi Aria Schomburg.
Okay, good morning. I presume, if you see a pile of Sforim, you get jitters. I will be here for a long time. Mirz Hashem. Mirz Hashem, we try to be Mavare Sugya, which I think needs a bit of clarification, even what the Sugya is. It's written on the notice, if anyone could read in these A5 notices, something about partnership, Yisachar Zvulun, which is my Miktsoya, but as Rosh Kohen Lamin. However, before we get into Yisachar Zvulun, I think that we need a clarification. Everybody knows Yisachar Zvulun is there to give Zvulun a chelik in the Torah of Yisachar. But before we start, what exactly is the chiv of Limud HaTorah, which is negeah to all Klal Yisrael, which is negeah to Yisachar? What exactly are we trying to achieve with this partnership of Yisachar and Zvulun? So what's the exact chiv of Torah? Now, when I spoke to somebody on, I can see he's not here today, spoke to somebody on Friday, on Arab Shabbos, he said to me, what are you talking about? So I said, well, it says Yisachar and Zvulun, but I want to speak about the Chiv of Torah. So he said to me, ah, you mean Tere. We don't need Musa. We have enough Musa about the whole time about Tere. So I think there's a misconception amongst people that when it comes to Torah, we're fed on a diet in yeshivas, bittul Torah, learning Torah the whole time. We've got to make sure that we're always involved in Torah. And therefore, we get a bit put off when people say, I'm talking about Torah, that we think it's all to do with Musa, and telling us off for wasting time, and not doing the best. Let's examine the mitzvah of mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, exactly as we would examine the mitzvah of Lulav, Esrig. If somebody comes along and says, how do I have a kosher Esrig? What's a kosher Sukkah? What makes an Erev on Shabbos? All other mitzvahs that we have, how do I have matzah? The Torah gives a mitzvah, one of the Tariag mitzvahs is mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So we need to understand the inyan of the mitzvah, we need to understand what the mitzvah is about, we need to understand the root of the mitzvah, and we need to understand the parameters of the mitzvah, the definitions, where it is negeah, where it's not negeah. Nothing to do with Musa. The fact that the Rosh Hashivas and the Mashkichim say a lot of Musa about it is because it's such a big mitzvah, then there's a big Yetzer Hara. So they need to combat the Yetzer Hara. But before we hear the Musa, we need to know exactly what the mitzvah is, right? So let's start by seeing a Loshon of Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll try and go back to see what the Shulchan Aruch is based on. So Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Talmud Tumas, Hilchas Talmud Tumas Simar Reish Mem Vav, he brings the Loshon of Rambam, Sif Aleph. Kol Ish Yisrael Chayiv B'Talmud Torah. Every single Yid is chayiv to learn Torah. Bein Oni, whether he's poor, Bein Osher, whether he's rich, Bein Sholim Begufe, whether he's complete in his guf, Bein Bal Yisurim, whether he's got Yisurim, Bein Bochur, Bein Zokin, Godel, a young man, very old man, Afilu Oni HaMechazer Al HaPsochim, even an Oni, which is going around, knocking from door to door to put together funds, Afilu Bal Yisho HaBoni, even somebody who's has a wife and children, Chayiv, Likvoya loizman leTalmud Torah, he is mechuyev to set aside fixed times, kvius, for Talmud Torah, bayoyim uvalaylo, in the day and the night. So everybody will play on the posik. Where's the posik from? Vagisa boy shenema vagisa boy yoyim uvalaylo. Zog diremo, v'shaset chak, afilu loikore rak kishma shachiz vavis lo yamushu mipicho korinon. V'shaset chak. He's not able to learn some ma'aseh adchak, then as long as he said Kirishma Shachris and Kirishma Avis, then he's yoyt to that posik. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, this comes from the Tur, Somebody who's not possible to learn because he doesn't know how to learn. Oh, he's got many disturbances. He's very busy. He should give money to other people to learn. And it's as if he's learned himself. And then the Ramah adds, a person can find his friend and say, I'll give you money and you learn. And then they'll share the schar. If he's already finished learning, then he can't just sell his Torah. That's the end of Sif Aleph. So there's two halves of the Sif. The first half is the chiyuv to learn in all situations and the minimum amount. Then the second chelik is, if I can't learn, then I should make a deal, a partnership with Yisachar Zvulun. So let's first explore the first half of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I can't promise that today we'll be able to get to the Yisachar Zvulun part. Okay? So we'll see. If there'll be another opportunity, perhaps we'll go and we'll talk about that. But meanwhile, what is the shoresh of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? We saw that there is a mitzvah, chayev adam likvoya. What's the chiyuv? So where is it in the Torah? You saying Vagise Bayom Valailo is a posakin? Bazin Yeshua, it's a Navi, right?
So,
oh, Veschanon, good, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are right. And it's a very, very familiar pasuk. It starts off with a pasuk in Parashas Veschanon. We say every single morning, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ve'ohavto Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Moedecha. Right? We are mechuyev to love Hashem in all circumstances. B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Moedecha. So, the pasuk carries on. Okay, so how am I supposed to love Hashem? What way am I supposed to love Hashem? I say you have to love Hashem. How can I love Hashem? What's the mahalach that I'm supposed to do to love Hashem? Zog Rashi. Mahu avo. What is this love that the Torah requests, requires from us? V'ahavto eis Hashem elokecha. V'hoyu hadvorim ho'ele. When we start learning these Torah, these words of Torah, that is a key in Vahavto. Why? Mitoichkach, ato makya ba kodesh baruch hu umedabik bidrochov. By learning Torah, we get to know Hashem, and we're able to stick to His ways. So that's what the Torah requires from us. Vahavto eis Hashem aleikecha, b'chol levav b'chol chanav b'chol moedecha, v'hoyu hadvorim ho'ele. Learn Torah. Okay? So far, so good. Now, there's a very interesting Gemara in Kiddushin. Don't worry. I'm going to try and read out the Shoynes from the Gemara, just to get it clear. But hopefully we'll be able to explain it, that even if you don't have the actual Lashon of the Gemara, we'll be able to explain to you what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Rav Chof Tes, the Mishnah is talking about mitzvahs which a father has to do for his child, right? So what are the mitzvahs which a father has to do for his child? One of them is to teach him Torah. So where do we learn that you have to teach him Torah from? One, Shnantam Levonecha. But the Gemara brings a different pasuk. Minolon, Dichsiv Lematem Oysom Ez Beneichem. That's in Parshas V'hoya Im Shemoya. What we say also every day, that a father is mechuyev to teach his sons Torah. If his father did not teach him, then he is mechuyev to learn Torah himself. But there's another pasuk which says, I'll get the pasuk 1 second. The pasuk is Dvarim Dalid, pasuk Tes. No, sorry, not that pasuk. A different one. Dvarim Hey, pasuk Aleph, sorry, which is also in Parshas Veschanon. ויקרא מוישה אל כל ישראל ויאמר אליהם שמע ישראל את החוקים ואת המשפטים אשר אנוכי דיבר באוזניכם היום. Listen to the chukim mishpatim that I'm teaching, that I'm talking to you today. Ulemadtem oisom and learn them ushmaltem lasoisom. Right? So if your father didn't teach you ulemadtem oisom as beneichem, then there's another pasuk, ulemadtem oisom, you learn it yourself. Right? Then the Gemara goes into a raid. What about a mother? Is a mother mechuyev to teach her child Torah? So the Gemara says, no. Because any mitzvah, kol mitzvah, kol she mitzvah lilmoid, mitzvah lelamed, v'chol she eina mitzvah lilmoid, eina mitzvah lelamed. A woman is not mechuyev to learn Torah, so she's not mechuyev to teach Torah. But how do we know that she herself is not mechuyev to learn Torah? So the Gemara says, "Mehim inalon deloy mechayv elamelif nafsho tichsiv limadtem v'limadtem kol shachir mitzuvim lelamdoi mitzuv lilmoid esatzmei v'chol sheinichim mitzuv lilmoid mitzuv lilmoid esatzmei." Anyone who other people have to teach him, anyone who has to be taught, he has to teach and learn himself. Anyone who doesn't have to be taught does not have to learn himself. Okay. Now, what about a woman? Is a woman mechuyev to be taught Torah? No, because lematem oisom as beneichem, and we darshan dafke your sons, veloy benoiseichem, and not your daughters. So let's make the cheshbon. You're not mechuyev to teach your daughter Torah. So anybody who's not mechuyev to be taught Torah is not mechuyev to learn Torah. And anyone who's not mechuyev to learn Torah is not mechuyev to teach Torah. Right? So it's a very interesting situation. What do we say? The chiyuv of limud Torah and the chiyuv of teaching Torah is bound up together, right? Because I'm mechuyev to learn Torah because my father was mechuyev to teach me Torah. Had my father not been mechuyev to teach me Torah, I wouldn't be mechuyev to learn Torah. Haraya, the mother, she was not mechuyev to teach me Torah because she was not mechuyevus, because I wasn't mechuyev to teach her Torah, right? Anyone who's not mechuyev to be taught Torah is not mechuyev to learn Torah, and cannot, does not have the chiyuv also to teach Torah further, right? So the teach who a ben will have a chiyuv on himself, 100%. But the woman herself, and the woman you see. So what's pshat? Oh, so let's. I want to come to your question now. So what's that pshat? Why is the teaching of Torah and the learning of Torah bound up together? So vaystoys that the pshat is that when I'm mechuyev to get Torah from my father, I'm mechuyev to be taught Torah. If I don't have a father, then I have to teach myself Torah. That's the one. There's not a problem of, it's not an Indian of learning Torah. The gather is, I have to be taught Torah from my father. If my father's not teaching me Torah, then I have to teach it to myself. Right? A dugma adova. When you have in the Haggadah, then you have the questions, you have to ask your father questions, the father has to answer the question, right? What the Gemara says, if the Rambam Paskins, the Gemara says, if you don't have a father, you have to ask it to yourself, right? The same thing over here, Be'etzim, the Torah means you have to be taught Torah. The best way, what the Torah wants, L'matim Oysam Zbenechem, teach it to your son. If you don't have a father, or you don't have your father teaching you, then teach it to yourself. Or there's a chiyuv that Klal Yisrael should make sure that Torah is taught further. So now, well, that's in the Gemara over here before that. Well, I wouldn't get into that. That's Mitzvah Ben Arav. Okay, we'll have. You have to take each case separately. The Mitzvah Ben Arav, take each case. Mila is one of them actually. But here we're talking Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The mother doesn't have a chiyuv to teach her son Torah. Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to make sure that this son learns Torah, and the son is mechuyev to make sure he learns Torah. But it's not a mitzvah which the mother has to, she doesn't have to go hire malamdim, let's say, from her own money to teach the son Torah. We're saying that the Torah is something which is taught and has to be arrive at me as being taught. Okay? Now, that's the pshat, Taki says, v'limadte v'shinantom levanecho, like you called out before, shinantom levanecho, because we have to teach to children, all banecho is elu talmidim. Now, there's another Rashi. That's stage one in limud Torah. However, there's another stage in limud Torah, and that is included in the word v'shinantom. What did Rashi say in Vishinantom? Vishinantom, Rashi says, Loshen chidud hu, shiyu mechudodin beficho. They should be sharpened in your mouth. Shiyu mishalcha odom dovo. If a person asks you something about Torah, loy te tzoich legam geim boy, ale moy loy, miyad. Right? You get a sharpened arrow, it goes straight through to the point. There's no messing about, maybe, I'm not sure. Veshinantom has to be mechudodim beficha. Why should the Torah, again, what's the reason why we're learning? What's this chidud? What's it all about? But before we actually go into this chidud, I want to explain to you that what we said about the Torah being taught, being given over from one generation to the other, is actually a mefurish posik, which I said before. The Gemara says, the posik says, and also Pasha's verse Chanon, posik says, Raki shom lecho shmoy nafshcho moed pentishkech ze dvorim asher ro enecho fan yisurim ulvovcho kol yimei chayecho voidatom levonecho v'livnei v'necho yoyim asher amato lefnei asher melkecho b'choyrev. Right? The Torah says, we had, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, we had a maimed Har Sinai. Hashem gave us Torah. Moshe kibbel Torah misinai. Hashem revealed himself to us on Har Sinai and told us the whole Torah. Right? And then Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabli, gave it over to us. And then Moshe gave it over to Yeshua. Yeshua has Canaan. Canaan is Shein Levin. Levin, Manshik Nesak Doyle. Right? The Torah has a process of being giving down from generation to generation. But the purpose in that giving over from generation to generation is to keep up this posik is Hishmor Nafshcho Moed, Rak Yishom Elcho Hashmor Nafshcho Moed, Pentishkach Ledvor Mashay Roei Necho Fenisum Avocho Kenem Echecho. So what's the way to safeguard the forgetting of Torah? To keep up this, what Hashem gave us, Maimed HaSinai, Vaidatom Levanecho, Belevnei Vanecho, Yem Hashem Atol Hashmei Hashem Makech Bechoy. It's one of the schiras that we say also. But the point is, when I'm hearing Torah from my father, or when I'm being a Kabbal Torah myself, teaching it to myself, it's not just that I'm learning the way a Jew should live. I am also learning the way a Yid has to live and the halachas. But what I'm actually doing is, I'm receiving the Masorah. I'm receiving the Torah as it was given to us, just like Hashem gave it to us on Har Sinai. So that continues by my father and me giving it over to our children, to all generations. And it's the same Torah, it's the same Maimed HaSinai, which the Torah wants us to continue and keep alive by Talmud Torah, right? That's what we're doing. Talmud Torah is, if you'll look in Nefesh HaChaim and you'll see that the Talmud Torah is like a mini Matan Torah, right? Every time we're learning, we're continuing what Hashem revealed to us on Har Sinai. We're passing that over from generation to generation. Right? So that is the inyan of Lelamdoi Avugnoi, teaching himself. Now let's get back to Mchudodim. Shinantom is that it should be Mchudodim. Why should it be Mchudodim? Why should it be Mchudodim? What's the issue? If it's not so clear, the main thing is, I learned and I'm learning, I'm trying. Zog the Maral in Gur Arya, Pshat. In Rashi, Mechudodim. Because we have a posik. First passion in Tehillim says, V'soyroso yege yoimon v'loyla. Soyroso. If somebody, Moshe of Leitzim are people who are wasting their time. And what's the opposite? Soyroso yege yoimon v'loyla. He has to be oisik in his Torah. Right? Now, what makes it his Torah? It has to become his. So we learned the first stage is that I have to receive Torah from my father. I've got to receive Torah through being a Kabbalist, myself, teaching myself. Once I've received Torah, there's a second chelik. I've got to work that it should become Torah soy. Torah soy yege yoimon v'loylo. Now how, what's the simon? What's the definition of something being mine or not? So if, right, somebody will steal my car, and I know that my car is mine, right? So I will not have any hesitation in calling the police and say, that guy drove off with my car, right? You're not going to say, oh, perhaps it wasn't my car. Because I spent a lot of money on paying whatever it is to the hire company, whatever you call it, the leasing company every month is coming out my car, £250 for my car. Right? Everybody knows, my God, there's no Mugum Gomim over there. Right? Torah has to be the same thing. If you are Megumgum, if you're Megamgum in Torah, that means that it's not yours. You haven't made a proper kinyan. Torah soy means it's mine. Somebody asked me, what about this? What about that? No, boom, boom, straight away, I'm on the mark. I know what it is because it's mine. So, we have to be Mekabel Torah from our father. We have to be Mekabel Torah ourselves. And then we've got to Veshinamtum, we've got to work, and it has to become ours. And that's Take.
We look at the Lashon HaRambam, Lashon HaChinuch,
it's a Mitzvah Saseh, in Mitzvah Saseh Yud Aleph, just to read out, it should be clear. Mitzvah Yud Aleph, he should tzivanu lilmoid chochmas ha-Torah, ulelamdo, v'zeh shenikra Talmud Torah, v'hu omroi v'shinantom levonecho. So you have to give it over to your Talmidim. ושם נאמר שננתם שירים חודדים בסייך פיחו כשאדם שואל חדו ולאיתי גם גם יותרים אלי כבר נכבל הציב היה זה. The Torah was repeated this many times. So those are the two chalokim in Torah, right? Now this thing of a shinantom, the second half, that I have to be clear in Torah, that has to belong to me. This din is v'seiroso yege, the pasuk in Yeshua that we saw. Lo yom shatem picha, v'gisa bo yoim on v'layla. Right, that's what the Torah commanded Yeshua to do. V'gisa bo yoim on v'layla, because the emes is for it to become mine. For it, that should be mechuded. That when somebody asks me a question, I should be able to. They say that Rabbi Yashiv told his wife. Yeah, Rabbi Yashiv was one of these people. We saw in our generation that wherever you asked him, he was straight, mechudadim beficha, right? He was telling his wife why he has to learn so much, because he always has to know, he's not quite sure of the answer, he has to make sure he knows the answer to every single question. Maybe he's saying in woman's language, maybe, you know, he doesn't quite know, maybe somebody's going to ask him a question that he doesn't know. But that's the point. Mechudadim beficha means the test is it your Torah, is that you'll be able to be on the mark as soon as somebody asks you. Now for that, you need a lot of asmode, a lot of work and toil. And if that's what the Torah requires of us, then we should all have to sit there and be like Rabbi Yashiv, which is almost, it's impossible to fathom that's what the Torah will want of every single one of us, right? So what are we supposed to be doing in order to be Mekayim Shinantom? So the basic answer, right, we have to know, is the Mishnah in Ovis, right? What does the Mishnah say in Ovis? Loi, olecho, hamalocho, ligmoi, v'yato b'nchoi, libotu mimenu. You don't have to complete the work, you don't have to make sure that you get there, but you have to make sure that you're always doing what you need to do. Loi olecho, hamalocho, ligmoi. We don't expect that we're all going to end up on that darga. We've got to do something which is the correct thing to do. So what exactly are we supposed to be doing? What's the gedder? What is the gedder that we're supposed to be doing to be mekayim this mitzvah v'shinantum, right? We've been to cheder, our father's given us mikro, mishneh, gemara, halacha, right? Or we've learned it ourselves, we've learned in yeshiva, we learned in koil maybe, but now what? V'shinantum, I've got to be koin of the Torah, it's got to become mine. So there's a halacha, there's a gemara. A famous Gemara, right? Anybody know which Gemara I'm going to talk about? No? Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. I know Daf Yomi is nearly starting again, so it can be moichli. It was about 6.5 years ago that you learned it, yeah? Abba. Amar Rabba Barchone, Amar Rabbi Yechnan, Mishum Rabbi Yudu Ba'eloi. No. Next one. V'amar Rabba Barchone, Rabbi Yechnan, Mishum Rabbi Yudu Ba'eloi. Next one. No? Oh, no, before that. Reb Chanina bar Poppe, Rami. Reb Chanina bar Poppe asked the question. See, I also haven't learned it for 6.5 years, you see. Ksivu lakachti dogoni beito, ksivu safto dogonecho. Am I taking it? Are you taking it? Kam is manchus oisnum sen shemokim, kam is manchus oisnum sen shemokim. Ton rabonon, vasafto dogonecho. You should be taking gathering all your produce from your field. What does it mean? Of course, you got produce in the field, it's going to grow. You got to gather it in. Perhaps it really means literally that you should always be oisik in Torah. No, doesn't mean, in today's jargon we would say, be normal. Be normal means the derech olam. Derech olam means that you got to plow, you got to work, you got to bring money in, you got to make a panosa. So you have to make a panosa. You can't say that you should be the whole time. That's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. What's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai hold? Now everybody remembers. So Pshim Bayechoy says, no, Ef Shadam Chesh Vashas Chesh, Zeh Vashas Zeh, Kuis Vashas Ksir, Vdosh Vashas Zidi, Vdosh Vashas Zeh, Toi Mati Aleo, Elo, rely on Hashem, Zman Shih Soleis and Sen Shomokim. Now the emphasis is that Pshim Bayechoy is not Choylik so much with Rabbi Shmuel in that way. Pshim Bayechoy says he understands this point, yeah? But he says, at the end of the day, there's a problem. Toi Mati Aleo, so we've got to rely on Hashem. And the Gemara said, will the Gemara finish off? The Gemara says, many did like Rabbi Shmuel and it worked, but they tried to do like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and they didn't manage to bring panosa. And I don't know exactly what loyal to be other means, but somehow it was, they weren't matzliach, right? So if that's the case, how will we understand Vogiso then? Right, so I've got the Torah says, what's the Gedor Hagisa? Why is the Torah telling me the Hagisa bo yoimum v'laylo, if Lemaisa the Metzias is not like that? Reb Shimon bar Yochai is the only one who says, yeah, okay, I have to understand, you have to be Moisa Nefesh. Aber Reb Shmuel says, Hanach Bem Minag Derech Eretz. So don't tell me the Hagisa bo yoimum v'laylo and then say Hanach Bem Minag Derech Eretz.
Well, don't say all day,
Oh, yeah, you're getting there, oh. Mr. Mankov, yeah, what did you say before? Oh, right. Oh, so now let's come to Gemara in Menachos. Gemara in Menachos, the Tzadik Person with base, and the Gemara is talking about when you have lechem aponim. Right, the lechem aponim goes from Shabbos to Shabbos, and says in the pasuk, "Lechem aponim lefonai tamid." So what's tamid? Tamid means constantly. Right. The Gemara says the Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi holds. The Gemara says that. Right. So Rabbi Yosi says even if he took on the Shabbos morning, he took off the old ones, and Shabbos night, the later that day, towards Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos time, he put on the new ones. It's still considered tamid. Aye, there was a big gap where the shulchan was left bare without any lechem. Oh, but that's called tamid because tamid doesn't mean constantly 24 hours the whole time, every single minute. Tamid means every day, every morning, every evening, right? Kumtzigein. Reb Ami, Omer Reb Ami, mit Beorov shel Reb Yosi, nilmed, afilu leishon adam ele perik, echad shachir ze perik, echad avif kiyum, mitzvos lo yomush. From here we learn, that even if you learn one perik in the morning and one perik in the evening, then you have the mitzvah of lo yomush. Now do we paskin like Reb Yosi or not? We'll find out. But now there's another member of the Gemara. Omer Reb Yichon, Mishum, Mishum, Baichai, אפילו לקרוא אדם אל הקריש מהשחיס ואב הסכים ליומש ודוב הזה עושה לו אימר בני עם הארץ ורמה במצווה אימר לפני עם הארץ רב שימן, רב יוחנן said the name of רב שימן בר יחוי רב שימן בר יחוי who held that what? That you should have to learn the whole time because if you're going to be oisik in derech eretz when are you going to have time to learn? רב שימן בר יחוי says קרישמה in the morning, קרישמה in the evening. So does that stem with the shita? How does that stem with Layomish? So, the Shoyish Chizan, this is Achrenish question. This question is dealt with in the Achrenin. And there's going to be two approaches. I don't know if we're going to have even time to finish off the second. We need to finish at 20 past?
Yeah.
Right. So let's start the first one and we'll see. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he says, anyway, we find in the Torah that when a person is oisik b'mitzvah, l'moshel, mitzvah she'ef shel ases de'achem, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, that you're allowed to be mevatel Torah for mitzvah she'ef shel ases de'achem, right? If you're the only person to do that mitzvah, then you're allowed to be mevatel Torah. Certain things in the Torah, you're allowed to be mevatel Torah for. Certain tzrachim, There isn't a problem of a bittul Torah. Rabbi Chanan is bothered about mitzvah. How can we come along and say that you're allowed to be bittul Torah for mitzvah shiyas ilazad erechirin? We said Talmud Torah. We say also every day in the Shacharis, in Brochus Talmud Torah, kineged kulam, Torah is bigger than any other mitzvah. So why should I be able to be bittul one mitzvah for the Torah for a mitzvah? Zog Rabbi Chanan, you should know that no, the din of lo yomish, the din of mechiyav of mitzvahs Torah, Talmud Torah, is only chal when I've got nothing else to do. Right? If I've got another Torah that I need to do, which is mutter for me, which is ram yomi, which I'm mechiyav to do right now, mitzvah shiyev shalazel derechem, I'm mechiyav to do that mitzvah right now. So then, there's no chiyav Talmud Torah at that time. So it's not called bittul Torah. I'm mechiyav to do the mitzvah. So I don't have the chiyav of lo yomush. Right? So the same thing. Derech Eretz, Hanik ben Minak Derech Eretz. If I'm now mechuyev to go make parnosa for my wife, right? And that's a tzorich which I'm mechuyev to go and do. I'm mechuyev to make parnosa for myself, right? At that time, I won't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah where I'll be mechuyev to learn. So therefore, if I'm saying that I've got a problem with the Hogiso, and I've got a problem with another mitzvah, or v'ogiso and a tzorich, that's not a problem, because v'ogiso does not apply if what? I've got another mitzvah, or I've got another tzorich. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. But does that mean that a person will fill up his day with tzorichim, as everything is yev shalaz derechim, so he'll never learn. So he'll never be mekayem. So it's like a voluntary, like... V'gisa zoni chal, when I've got nothing else to do, so I'll fill up my day with other things which I'm mechuyev to do. Obviously, if I'm filling up with things which I'm not mechuyev to do, if I'm wasting my time, I'm idling around, then I've got a mitzvah v'gisa, right? But let's say a person, it's not, I'm all bitul as a kiyuma, it's not idle, a person's stressed, whatever it is, a person, it could be a whole day where a person doesn't have to learn at all. Is that what Rebbe Chanan means? I don't think so. I'll tell you why, because there's an osamech who defines this mitzvah even more. And the osamech says that the pshat is like this. Every single mitzvah in the Torah that there is completely the same, whether it's for Moshe Rabbeinu or for the lowest yid in Klal Yisrael, right? Every single yid has to take the same luluf. Every single yid has to sit in the same sukkah, to put the same tefillin, eat the same matzah. There's no difference on the chiyuv to the biggest tzaddik, to the biggest Russian, right? That's the mitzvahs that the Torah talk about. We don't have in the Torah derech eretz, midas, in yonim of midas and things like that, right? Because in midas, there's differences between each person. One person will have a mitzvah to be, a Talmud Chochem has to be noikim v'noiter kenochosh, it says in the Gemara, right? Or if somebody's not a Talmud Chochem, then his nekima and atir is on a different level, right? So when it comes to midas, sheker, some people have to be very, very, okay, I'm not going into it, but if you examine, then you'll be able to see that when it comes to midas is not something which is specific, which is very defined. A mitzvah is something which is 100% defined, and it's applicable the same way that it's applicable to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's applicable to Dosan Baviram, or whoever would be the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? When it comes to Torah, Zog Bel Sameach, there's two levels. The minimum requirement cannot be less than Krishma Shachis V'Aris. The minimum requirement is what I'm supposed to do minimally is say Krishma. And that, I'm going to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Obviously, Zog Bel Sameach, the Chiv of Gisa has a second component which will be dependent on the person's parnos, the person's nature, the person's matziv, depends how clever he is, depends how much zisfelish he has, depends how much understanding he has, depends on his circumstances, depends on how much parnos he has, how much yeshiva das. Then he has to adapt the mitzvah vergisa according to his personal circumstances. When you have to adapt something according to your personal circumstances, then the Torah doesn't talk about that. The Torah says, when? When do we say this Krishma? When do we have to say this Torah? Meshachpo, once in the morning and once in the night. That is equal to every single Yid in Klal Yisrael, from Moshe Rabbeinu down to the lowest Yid. The second stage, that V'agisa b'yoyman v'layla, which requires constant limud Torah, that is not equal in everybody. That's dependent on everybody's individual circumstances. So therefore, obviously we're going to take into account the mitzvahs that he's mechuyev to do. If I would make myself mechuyev to do a mitzvah which I wouldn't have otherwise been mechuyev to do and somebody else could do it, then that would be taken into the cheshbon of what's my circumstances. I wasn't mechuyev to put myself in this situation where I had to do this mitzvah now, and therefore it will not be doicha Torah. But if the circumstances is that I am the only person who is able to be mekayim this mitzvah, then it is going to be doicha Torah, because a mitzvah which is the same, the Torah which requires me only to do a mitzvah which is the same as everybody else, and that is a mitzvah which can't be nidcha, that can't be displaced by anything. So the Krishma Shachas V'Arvis, which is this basic requirement, which is equal to the whole Klal Yisrael, that's required, and that cannot be mevutal in any circumstance. Shein Kein, the extras, which is dependent on my nature, then that will have to be dependent on the situation, on the matzav, and that mitzvahs can be doicha if they're the only thing. Now, we didn't even get through, this is only half of the shiur, so it's three quarters left of the other shiur. However, let's make a sikkum of what we've got to so far, and then we'll be able to have a taste in where the Yisachar Zvulun comes in. Right? So now, the etzem chiv of limud Torah, we said, is we have to be mekabel the Torah as Sinai. What's the point? The point is that our Father has to give it over to us, or we have to give it over to ourselves. We have to be mekabel the Torah as Hashem gave it to us. We have to be part of the Mesorah. And through that, will Taki come to the Ava and the Dveikas Hashem. Right? Now, once the Torah has been given over to us through our parents or through our initial learning, we then have to work to be koina the Torah. That would be Seiro Soi Yege Yom Valel. It's his own Torah. Right? Then we start thinking that if I have Shinantom, Chudorim of Micho, have to start being koina the Torah, then what will be the parameters of this Kenyan? How much is Munach on me? I mean, it's impossible. If I'm not learning constantly 24/7, then it'll be very difficult to be Kohen of the Torah. So then we said, then we have some parameters. The minimum is going to be Shachris V'Arvis. That's what I've got to keep up constantly, every single day. And with that, I'm yoked to the mitzvah. Besides having taught Torah myself, once I've learned Torah and learned what Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, I have to still keep learning every single day. Krishma, at least Krishma, Shachis, V'Arvis. And if my situation allows for more, and I'm taking into the account the mitzvahs and the matzv, the panosa, and everything allows for more, then I'm mechuyev to do even more. If my situation doesn't, then I'm potter. So the chiyev comes according to my situation. Like, this extra chiv, which tells me I've got to learn all day more and more, that is according to the situation. Do we paskin like this, Gemara? How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, it says that a person is mechuyev to learn yoyim and v'laylo. Rambam could be that you mechuyev to learn the whole time. We saw that the Ramah said b'shasat chaki can learn krishma shachis v'arvis, right? So in halacha lemaisa, it would seem that just to go straight ahead and say Shachris V'Arvis, it's not so clear that we can even rely on it. It's only Shasat Chak. That's already negated to the second half of the Shia. Al Kulponim. Here is where the Shulchan Aruch gives us the provision and says, somebody who can't learn, he can make a Shutvus with a Zvulun, with a Yisoch. Okay, so now the question is, which I don't know if we'll have another opportunity, but if we do, the question that needs to be examined is the Shutvus working on the Iker Achiev? Is the Shutvus working on the Chiev of Ogiso? How does the Shutvus work? And also there's another Mahalach in the Achronim, how to be Meyashiv, the steer between the Yomush and Vagiso and their Eretz. But I'll call upon him just to finish off with the Maisa in the 3 weeks. And we know that the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, it's brought down in Bach, as Almo of the Oretz, Shalaybochu Baturim, Tchilal Ozum Bestirosi, right? The Bach explains that the point is because if we think that Limud HaTorah is just knowing halachas and knowing how to act, then we've missed the point. We see that in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself, the point is how to become dovik to Hashem, how to become to get to Avas Hashem. And that's what the Torah wants from us. So, again, people think, oh, what do you want from me? It's too scary. I can't learn this and that. We said, no, the Torah, it's according to my circumstances. I've got to learn according to my circumstances. But that's the point of the mitzvah. So in the 3 weeks where the Torah told us, Al-Ozvam es Torosi, one thing they, you're going to learn basmode. Lama trachten, when we're learning, we're makayim a mitzvah doiraisa of v'havto es Hashem aleikecho, v'shinantom levanecho, v'shach p'chov kemecho. That's our connection to Ma'amad HaSinai. And through that, B'siyat Lishmai will be Zoyche to Zoyche Veroya Be'vinyam.